This is Around the Services.
Hello and welcome. I'm Petty Officer Michael Wilkin. Pentagon officials are speaking out on a reported increase in service member suicides. The rate of suicides has reportedly doubled from 10 years ago. And during a briefing Friday, Captain John Kirby said the DOD is very concerned. Mr. Kirby said that suicide is a complex matter and it's almost impossible to pinpoint why the cases have increased. Troops in need of help can find more information on MilitaryOneSource.com or by calling the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-TALK. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Martin Dempsey, is back home after a lengthy trip to Asia. But when he appeared before Pentagon reporters Thursday, the main line of questioning focused on Al-Qaeda and more specifically, the death of its number two man. A lot has changed in the war in Afghanistan since it began more than 10 years ago. General Dempsey says one of the most significant differences is the strength of Al-Qaeda's leadership.
Al-Qaeda, what we call Al-Qaeda's senior leadership, has been significantly affected. Most of those who, 10 years ago we began tracking are no longer part of Al-Qaeda. They're no longer part of any organization. To that extent, we've been very successful.
The most recent blow to Al-Qaeda came this week when Abu Yahya al-Libi, Al-Qaeda's second in command, was killed.
That's a significant loss for Al-Qaeda because he had, first of all, he had longstanding credibility and he had operational skills that are tough to grow overnight. And so that will be something that affects, back to Bob's question, that affects the Al-Qaeda network. Globally.
There are reports al-Libi was killed by a U.S. drone in Pakistan. General Dempsey, as well as Defense Secretary Leon Panetta, have both expressed their dissatisfaction with Pakistan's unwillingness to act on intelligence the U.S. has provided.
There are friction points in our relationship with Pakistan, and those activities are one of those friction points. But we continue to work on any number of things, whether it's GLOCs or the safe haven or activities, kinetic activities in the Fatah. And we just have to keep at it because Pakistan's an important partner.
But General Dempsey says missions like taking down Al-Qaeda are something the U.S. has to keep after.
Al-Qaeda remains a factor both inside of the federally administered tribal area in Pakistan, to a much lesser extent inside Afghanistan. And all I can tell you is that we remain at war with Al-Qaeda and we will confront them wherever we find them.
Meanwhile, in regards to his trip to Asia, General Dempsey says he had nothing but positive feedback from leaders in the Asia-Pacific region about the new U.S. defense strategy, which includes a rebalancing toward that region. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta is back in Washington following his week-long trip to the Asia-Pacific. During his trip, he made stops in Singapore, Vietnam, and India. He also made a special stop in Afghanistan to assess the situation there. During his trip, he met with U.S. military and Afghan leaders, as well as U.S. service members, to discuss the future missions there. Well, May was a record month for drug busts, according to the U.S. Coast Guard. The Coast Guard seized more than 11,000 pounds of marijuana and intercepted more than 10,700 pounds of cocaine last month. The marijuana seizure was the most ever for the Coast Guard in a single month. The Coast Guard works with U.S. Southern Command, the Navy, and customs agencies to detect drug smugglers. Air Station Iwakuni was participating in Exercise Geiger Fury 2012 when it got caught in the middle of a real-life rescue mission. Lance Corporal Joshua DeFore has more on this hiccup in the plans.
Marines from Air Station Iwakuni helped rescue two men lost at sea for more than 2 days. The men left Namwan Atoll on June 3rd in a 23-foot skiff headed to Winochook of the Federated States of Micronesia. After repeated search attempts by the U.S. Coast Guard proved unsuccessful, the Coast Guard asked for assistance from Marines who were in nearby Guam for Exercise Geiger Fury. The Marines were given a 65-mile search radius, and after only 3 hours of searching, they spotted the missing boat. The air crew dropped a life raft filled with water, food, and a radio. The Marines then located a Japanese tanker 10 miles from the skiff who were able to render assistance and pick up the lost men. One of the pilots of the C-130 involved in the search effort, Captain Michael Smith, says the mission was a complete success.
To be able to not only find a little 23-foot boat out in the middle of the Pacific, and then also luckily have a tanker ship within 10 miles of that small skiff. Two rare situations, and then have our aircraft be able to coordinate the pickup of that little boat. So that was an amazing situation.
The other pilot of the C-130, Captain Joseph Lennox, says the rescue is more than just a memorable flight operation. It is a testament to the Marine Corps' ability to execute operations on a moment's notice.
I got about 1,700 hours in this airplane, and I'd say that's probably about the most satisfying mission I've ever flown. You know, I do think it kind of speaks to something special about the Marine Corps that, you know, on short notice, we're able to launch, conduct this mission, have it be a success. I think that's the kind of thing that the American people expect out of us is that flexibility to just be able to execute a mission at the drop of a hat. And, you know, I think we proved that today.
The men were taken home safely after boarding the Japanese tanker and didn't even have to go to the hospital. Lance Corporal Joshua DeFord, Anderson Air Force Base, Guam.
I'm Petty Officer Michael Wilkin. Thanks for watching.